Thank you, Andrew. I'm sure there's a lot on everyone's minds. I'm going to open it up to questions. I would urge you to keep them to questions and not statements. I will cut you off if you do otherwise. And I would urge our panelists as well to keep their questions to a manageable size so that we can get as many questions in as possible. You may direct them to an individual on the panel or to all the panelists. Yes, back there.
My name is Sinai Petel. I'm from Israel. I will try to relate to Mr. Yaron Peres' notes. Mr. Yaron Peres is very right. There is a consensus in the Israeli population for the war. I'm quite ashamed of this consensus. I belong to, for the meanwhile, to a minority of Israelis who can't stand this war. Basically, because there is no, as it has been said here, not to be emotional, Mr. Perry, there is no military solution for the situation between us and Gaza. And the second thing is that, I don't know if you know, there's an expression in Hebrew saying, Ba'al Habayit Ishtageya, which means our landlord got mad. And this is the expression that Israeli leaders of the world like to share between each other. This is something we want to show to the Middle East in order to avoid more wars. I'm from Haifa. I was shared in 2006, and I visited the south, which was shared lately after the war began, and I know the situation is impossible, but on the other side of the border, in the last 8 years, the situation was also very much impossible. So what I want to ask you, Mr. Perry, how can you define this kind of consensus among Peace Now, and you're a part of Peace Now members? How do you explain your position morally when you know what happens in Gaza? And why don't you join the panel saying very clearly that you are for immediate ceasefire, not now, but 2 days ago? Thank you.
And before Yoram answers, I would like to clarify that Yoram is speaking as an individual. He's not speaking on behalf of Peace Now in Israel. Although you may choose to share information about Peace Now, but if you could clarify which is individual.
I've taken part in all the demonstrations that took place in Israel since 1967 in Rabin Square, most of which were by Peace Now. And I fully supported the positions that were put there. So, in fact, I'm a member of Peace Now. Therefore, I was so upset when the war started. I would love to see the war ended. But what I try to do, which is very difficult, is really to distinguish between the strategic elements of the war and the human aspect of the war. If the war ends, theoretically, and Hamas gets stronger, or if the war ends and Turkey is not going to support anymore the peace efforts between Israel and Syria, should I support the end of the war today or yesterday? Or should I, theoretically, or should I wait another 3 days that Hamas will not win the war? Now, the fact that in these 3 days people will be killed, yes, it's true. But strategically, I'm interested in the strategic end of the war and not in the humanitarian aspect of today and tomorrow. Because if the war will continue for the next 30 years, I will not have enough years to go to demonstrations of Peace Now in Tel Aviv Square. I want to end these demonstrations so I won't have to go there anymore and can start going to the theater to see your plays on the theater. Therefore, I have to see the situation as a more complex one that my wife, for example, sees, because she doesn't think about strategy. She thinks about human life, and every minute that one man might be killed, she wants to stop it today. And my perspective is more complicated. It's true. It's more complicated. Particularly for my generation, and I think that you belong to my generation. And I'll tell you why, because we... Sorry? I'll tell you why, because we are the worst generation of Israelis. We remember Israel before 67. We were sure that within 5, 6, 10 years, we'll give back the territories and there will be peace. It didn't happen so soon. In the 90s, we were so hopeful that peace is coming. And then the Second Intifada started and everything moved back. So we begin to feel, my generation, that in our lifetime there will be no peace. And I do not want to accept that position. I want to change it. And therefore, if I have Hamas, who publicly, openly, directly use a daily weapon, human life, and they are using human shield. I brought with me a 9 minutes video tape to show how often they use human shield. A Hamas fighter has a rocket, he shoots it to Israel, and he grabs a Palestinian 4 year kid and he holds him so he will not be hurt by Israelis, thinking that if he has this Palestinian 4 year boy, he will not be hurt. They are using all the time human shield. Of course, I suffer when I see what happens there, and I'm not happy with many of the Israeli activities. And there's definitely a distinction between the Jews in Belo and Jews in Belo. The Jews in Belo, the way the war is operated, there's a lot of, I would add, criticism to it. But my point is the principle, the Jews at Belum, and if Israel had, from international point of view, international law, had a just cause, and the Hamas did not have one, then it's not a symmetry. And therefore, I will look to your question. And therefore, I will look to the best results of the war. To end the war without looking at the best results for the long term, I won't be happy. I'll give you another example, if I may, one sentence. A year ago, realizing after so many years that we're not going to have peace with the Palestinians in the next 5 years, I said, at least let's make peace with the Syrians. And with a group of friends, we have created a new organization called Peace, Syria-Israel Peace Association. And we conducted the people-to-people approach, indirect approach, mainly with Turks, with Syria. And things went very well. So well, we put some pressure on our prime ministers, and they began to negotiate with Syria. And things moved very well. And Olmert's position vis-à-vis Syria was fantastic in the last 3-4 months. Now the Turks moved back all the way and attacked Israel severely for the war. So therefore I said Turkey before, if the results of the war, the end of the war today, will be that Turkey will try to be more neutral between Israel and the Hamas, and will pay with postponing peace with Syria for another 15 years, I will not be for the ending of the war in the next few weeks. And if Turkey will understand the position and will work with us and will may be able to achieve peace with Syria in the next year or two, and I believe that it is achievable, and I hope that President Obama will take this as a first priority, not with the Palestinians so much, but with Syria, because that can be done, and then to demonstrate for the ending of the war today,